Norwalk, welcoming you to the first hour of our first December holiday edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us out on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the best way to pull up the stream is go to the Animal World website. That would be marthanorwalk.com. Click on the Listen Live link in the upper right-hand corner of the homepage. That will click you through to the 1150 a.m. Website, and you want to click on Listen in the upper left and then Listen Online, and that will bring up the links that you need to stream the show. So golly, Nathan has unleashed the jingle cats, and so as always, only today he's Nathan Reindeer Miller. That would be Animal World's production engineer, because he's got his reindeer horns on and ears and all of that. It's very cute, and I don't know how to do that, so I can't flash him back and be a reindeer too. But anyway, good morning, Nathan.
Good morning, Martha. And we might not have the love train to dance to, but with this Christmas music, I've been prancing around in the studio.
You have, and you had your reindeer ears on and everything. So I think we've already decided, I think with the first opening music here, that the jingle cats are danceable.
They are.
So at 11 o'clock or 10 o'clock and 11 o'clock, when we change over the hours, we are going to continue our tradition of getting some exercise and getting those juices flowing for the day and for the week. And so we will be I'll energize up the Christmas carols and the jingle cats, and we will dance our way through the top of the hour at 10 and 11, just like we did. And instead of doing love train and spreading the love around, we'll spread the love around anyway, but we'll do it. Well, how about we spread holiday happiness and cheer all over the planet?
Joy, cheer, good tidings, all that good winter,
yeah,
December
we'll spread
holiday.
All of that stuff all over the world. So that's what we'll do. That will be our mission at 10 and 11. And golly, it is it has been really, really rainy up here and cold. It remains cold, but the weather's lightened up today, Nathan, hasn't it? I'm still overcast and cloudy up here, a little bit of fog, and the temperature is below 30 degrees up here. So how are you doing down there?
It seems like that morning fog, lowland fog, has started to finally go away. It was pretty thick when I was getting down into the valley on my way to work this morning, but...
Yeah.
Another thing that's pretty apparent is Jack Frost is here for the December. I got to my car, I was like, oh, there's a little bit of a layer of ice on my windshield. Had to scrape some of that off. Caught me a little bit off guard. And of course, in the next few days, we're actually looking at maybe a little bit of snow to join in with the rain as it's falling down onto the earth here. Not much accumulation, but could see a little bit of a mix going on overnight.
Yeah, so now, of course, I'm wondering what's coming back into my mind. I believe, you know, if memory's serving me correctly, which, you know, there's always a question about that.
Mm-hmm.
And especially with all the stress I've had in my life. I'm not sure what day it is sometimes of the week. At any rate, I'm thinking about last year. Because was it last December, wasn't it, that we had that really unusual super, super cold snap and we got a ton of snow and were pretty much socked in for a while? I believe that was the case. And now I'll tell you that Nathan's been distracted a bit by some kind of important phone call. So I'm chatting with myself.
I'm checking
right now
to see when we got that. Oh, here we go. February, actually. So after Christmas is when we got
it wasn't,
that big
I thought it was December. It wasn't
nope,
December.
February.
It was, huh?
Seems like that's usually the time when we get a heavier snowfall. Would be in like the January, February, kind of mid-later winter months. So there was one year where we did get a lot of snow on Christmas. So we saw a white Christmas with almost a foot of snow. So, you know, anything can happen. Maybe it'll happen this year.
Yeah, and I know there have been, well, because, you know, we've been doing this show like forever. I do remember Decembers when we've been snowed out or what, you know, I couldn't get to the studio and we were either, had to wing it from home. But I know there've been a few times in the past where it wasn't as easy to, do shows from remote locations without a lot of special equipment and so forth. And, there were times where we were just forced to run an encore presentation of the show and forget it because nobody could get into the studio.
Mm-hmm.
These days it's so easy because with the newer technologies, Zoom and so forth, it's real easy for me or anyone else to do the show from home pretty much these days. And so that gives you more choices. But so anyway, at this point, I'm at home. Nathan's in the studio, but the roads are clear and the sun is coming out down in your neck of the woods. Hasn't made it up here yet. But then aren't we supposed to have a pretty sunny day, even though it's supposed to stay pretty cold, I think.
It'll stay partly cloudy. Pretty much what you're seeing right now will be what we'll have throughout the entire day. Though overnight, we are going to get back into that rainy period. So it was nice to have a little break from all that water falling from the sky and get some sunshine, vitamin D, and just enjoy the view.
Okay, so I'm going to rewind a minute here. That's me rewinding the show because I do think I heard a four-letter word slip out of your mouth.
What would that be?
S-N-O-W.
Oh,
snow.
Yeah.
Didn't you not drop that word here kind of casually? So what were you hinting at, Nathan?
Well, like because I was hinting, I don't want to, you know, get your hopes up like, oh, boy, snow. It's just going to be, you know, pretty much joining in with the
rain. Okay, now wait a minute. I'm older, okay? When I was a kid, you would get my hopes up.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's not necessarily the case. I'm not looking forward.
Okay.
I had yardsticks on my tables out on my patio. I don't think it was last year, but I had so many inches of snow. I had like 36 inches of snow or something ridiculous.
Wow.
I don't know. Anyway, it was totally off the charts and way out of control. But No, it couldn't have been 36. It didn't fill the, that wasn't the whole yardstick. But anyway, tons and tons of snow. So anyway, after those couple of winters of more than a foot of snow, and a couple feet of snow one year, I that was it for me. So okay, if it doesn't snow again, I'm okay. However, I have to say that Robbie Golden Retriever does love snow, and most dogs, even prim and prissy little models, will usually do a puppy zoom when it snows. Most of them really like it. And I don't know about your Abby, Nathan, but when it gets, the temperature drops, Robbie's energy skyrockets. So the colder it is, the more energy he has, and the more he wants to play and zoom and stuff. But maybe that's Mother Nature just keeping, you know, their bodies warm when it's colder, but he's got a lot more energy right now.
Well, this will be Abby's second winter coming up. She's only experienced a good amount of snowfall one time, but I do remember the first time we let her outside, she just saw what was going on, just immediately started running across, like, what the heck is this? I want to check it out.
Uh-huh.
And she eventually got it more used to it and wouldn't start zooming around like crazy. But she loves to go out there and jump around in the snow and make a bunch of, you know, like snow dust clouds from when she's landing in it and spraying it everywhere.
Yeah, and dog snow angels and all of that. So, yeah, now's the time of year that you get to pay attention in your email or Facebook or whatever you do on social media and watch for the great videos that come of the dogs in the snow. And I love the ones where, you know, the dogs run out the front door and then all of a sudden they're buried in snow and all you see is the tail. That's the only part that comes up out of the snow. Or the dog dives into the snow and you don't see them, and 30 feet later they pop up here or there. And anyway, so all of those cool videos. And during the fall, I've been enjoying the videos of all the dogs in the leaf piles because Robbie, of course, loves leaves. And so that's fun. So a lot of fun snow and dog videos will be coming up, so you can watch that. And I guess before we officially start the show, since we are talking about the weather, I had a major weather event here last night. Well, it's a weather related event, but we had one other frost up here. We've had one really decent freeze overnight in the last couple weeks where I did wake up to frost. That's the only time. Today, I expected to have frost today, but there's no frost. But the temperature's actually the coldest during the night that it has been. And it occurred to me, I did do a counseling session yesterday, and I got home, you know, after dark in the evening. But then I started watching the temperature, and, you know, before I went to bed, it was down to freezing. So I thought, ooh, I've got to get busy and go get out. I've got to think about my hummingbirds. And so I got out my hummingbird feeder heater. So if you guys haven't been around last year, there, you can get hummingbird feeder heaters, provided your hummingbird feeder has a flat bottom. If it has a flat bottom and it's located close to your house where you would have an outdoor outlet, because obviously the hummingbird feeder heater needs to be plugged in. So I've got one, and the only place I know to get them is Wild Birds Unlimited store in Monroe. Leanne has someone that makes them locally. Now, it is possible that you can find these hummingbird feeder heaters at other Wild Birds Unlimited store around our local area here. But I know for sure that Leanne has them at Wild Birds Unlimited in Monroe. So you can get one there. And it's a cool little design. It's a local guy that makes them. And it's actually, you know, a Christmas tree light bulb, Nathan. You know, one of the bigger ones that is on kind of it's in a red plastic thing. And he's got hooks that it hooks onto the bottom of a flat hummingbird feeder. And then you plug it in and that little light comes on and makes the bottom glows red. So it's kind of Christmassy. The heater on the feeder being turned on and the light doesn't seem to bother my Hummers at all. And it kind of occurred to me last night, it was, oh, well, I'm going to hook it up. And at least, you know, I know it's not going to frost or freeze at least one feeder. And I was hoping maybe it'll warm it up just a titch so they can sort of have hot toddies in the morning. So I call it, well, I call it hot toddies too when I fill their hummingbird feeders and it's warm because I just made the, you know, the juice. But so anyway, keep your Hummers in mind, and because they use the nectar for energy and so forth, and check out the hummingbird feeder heaters. They're not cheap, but they're well made, well designed, and as long as your hummingbird feeder is flat on the bottom and you've got a place to plug it in, it should work real well for you. And I know when we've mentioned them on the air before, was it last year that we did, Leanne said she got calls from a lot of you all over the place, and she mailed out, and I think she mailed out 10 or more to people. So she will mail to you and all of that. So anyway, it's Wild Birds Unlimited. Leanne is the owner. It's in Monroe, and they have the hummingbird feeder heaters. All right. So that's your alert of the day. And golly, I guess we better... since we have a scheduled show today, Nathan, and interviews that we have to do, Martha has to stay on track here. So how about we officially start the show close to on time? we'll start the month of December. Can you believe it's December already? Holy moly.
It's so hard to believe. I mean, this year has just gone by so fast.
It really has. And considering everything that's been going on, you would might think that, you know, with the pandemic and the changes and how we live and all of that, that it might slow things down a bit. But boy, it just seems like everything's speeding up and things are just going faster. Even with all the stuff I've been dealing with, because, you know, with the plumbing leak and flood I had in my house, you know, I'm thinking about it, Nathan. I filed the claim on this flood of mine July 14th. It is now December. Mm-hmm. We're on our way to 5 months of this. Now, some of it's pandemic delays and all of that. Some of it's asbestos contamination and all of that. But the good news is all the bad stuff is over. All the plastic containment and zipper doors and all of that are down. The walls are done. New floors are in. Everything's been painted. As of Wednesday, Nathan, mm-hmm. I have one full finished bathroom in my house. I can't tell you how great. Yes! And I'm feeling rich right now because I have two working toilets in the house, which mm-hmm. is, you know, what I'm used to. Plus, I have a honey bucket looking out my window, and I got a honey bucket. We don't need that anymore, so they'll be picking that up. But there's a honey bucket right out in my driveway.
Are you sure you can't convince him to have it as a lawn ornament?
You don't want it as a lawn ornament. You can have it. You can talk him into it. You can have it at your place for a lawn ornament. But I have to tell you, you know, I've never had a porta potty, you know, in my driveway. But it's a whole different world when they deliver you a brand spanking clean honey bucket. I mean, I've never used one that's never been used by anyone else. You know, because usually it's kind of, you know, you put off anything you have to go use the honey bucket. Mm-hmm. But when their brand's clean and all of that, and, you know, they're really nice. I have to say it was an unusual experience having one that was brand fresh and nobody else used. Anyway, so I've been grateful for that, but I'm also grateful that it's leaving. So what we're doing now, the work and construction is on hold for a few days until the rest of what we need gets here. So we're waiting on shower door for my master bath and countertop and sink for my master bath, new carpeting for the bedroom and so forth. And then I've got to replace the insulation underneath the house and, you know, take all the stuff away that, you know, the junk and all of that. And anyway, but I'm anticipating that even if there are unseen delays here and the rest of the stuff getting here. I'm thinking by the end of this year, Nathan, it should all be finished. I'll have two brand new beautiful bathrooms and be a very grateful, happy camper going into the new year.
There you go.
All right. So that's my good news. And all righty. So let's go ahead and officially start the show. Then we'll take care of advertisers. And then I think I've neglected to tell you what day is it. Of course, if you've been here before, you should know it's the first Sunday of December. So it's Shelter, Rescue, Sanctuary, and anything that helps our animal friends Sunday. We'll check in with all our regulars and find out how everybody's doing around the area and all of the great holiday events that are going on for everybody. Well, some are happening this year. Some are still not because of COVID, but some are. And we have Santa Paws picture opportunities coming up for you. And Marilyn at Meow will be able to tell us all about that. And anyway, we will get started with that about 9:30 today. So if you have not been here when I officially start the show, I do it by honoring the saint that's been guiding my work with the animals for so many decades. That, of course, would be Saint Francis. And because it's Sunday and we can. And so we start with a couple little Saint Francis prayers, one for our animal friends, one for us human animals. And then we've got a bunch of affirmations to get us all spiritually charged up for the day and the week. So here we go. We're going to start with the prayer to Saint Francis for our animal friends. Here we go. Good Saint Francis, you loved all of God's creatures. To you, they were your brothers and sisters. Help us to follow your example of treating every living thing with kindness. Saint Francis, patron saint of animals, watch over our animal friends and keep our companions safe and healthy. All righty, for us human animals, it's the Saint Francis of Assisi peace prayer. Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. And where there is sadness, joy. Oh, divine master, grant that I may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love, for it is in giving that we receive, it is in pardoning that we are pardoned, and it is in dying that we are born to eternal life. Om, peace, amen, shanti, shanti, shanti. All righty, so there's our prayers for the week, and here we go on our affirmations. Now we've got a bunch of these in this first group. Some of our show regulars have contributed too. I do them on a regular basis. This part of the show is optional as to whether or not you want to participate. So you can say these affirmations with me out loud. You can say them silently along with me, or you can use them during the week as I do. I find them quite powerful, or I wouldn't be sharing them with you and do this every week. Or you can not participate at all. Completely up to you. This first affirmation we do for ourselves as individuals, and the second one then we do for ourselves as a group, an animal world group. So here we go. For us individually, I say each one three times. Everything that happens in my life is a blessing from the divine, meant for my spiritual evolution. Everything that happens in my life is a blessing from the divine, meant for my spiritual evolution. Everything that happens in my life is a blessing from the divine, meant for my spiritual evolution. All right, affirmation number two, we do, like I said, for our animal world collective, and this one is quite powerful, and it actually has gotten me through the pandemic with my bills paid and everything, so I hope you're taking advantage and using it too. Affirmation number two, here we go, three times. We are grateful and thankful for our abundant lives. We are grateful and thankful for our abundant lives. We are grateful and thankful for our abundant lives. All righty. And now the third affirmation. This one comes from the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga in Italy. And I like this one because it gets us the attitude of feeling healthy and strong. And when it's a great one to do before you go out in the world, so you can go out with a feeling of spreading health and well-being and all that joy and happiness that Nathan talked about for the holidays. So here we go. And this one we do for all of us as well, for our animal world group. God's power, vitality, good health, and strength flows through me, flows through me, flows through me. God's power, vitality, good health, and strength flows through me, flows through me, flows through me. God's power, vitality, good health, and strength flows through me, flows through me, flows through me. All righty. Now, the last one in this group, this one is courtesy of Natasha and has helped me a lot, especially through all this construction going on. Three times, here we go. My body and I gently, easily, and harmoniously align with and accept the energies of now. My body and I gently, easily, harmoniously align with and accept the energies of now. My body and I gently, easily, and harmoniously align with and accept the energies of now. Oop, and that reminds me, this is a really good affirmation you might want to be using these days, because I don't know if you've been paying attention astrologically, but Thursday night there was a huge solar eclipse. Now, it wasn't here, it was on the other side of the world, so we didn't see it because it was in the middle of the night. But astrologically, they say it was extremely powerful and has a great influence over humans and activity and happenings and all of that for some time to come. So if you noticed a big shift energetically, or you're wondering what's going on, that it might be the eclipse stuff and being able to energetically align and accept what's going on makes a huge difference. All righty then, to complete this group of affirmations, what you do is cross your hands over your chest and repeat with me, I trust, I trust, I trust. All righty. And then to conclude our affirmations, this is the one where we send the light and the love all over the planet, most powerful energies on the planet. And this affirmation is the Ananda Warrior of Light affirmation. And here we go three times. God's light is within me and around me, with the sword of faith in my hand, with the love of God in my heart. I am a warrior of light. I join my brothers and sisters everywhere to overcome fear with faith, hatred with love, and disease with health. We are all warriors of light. Let us fill the world with God's light. God's light is within me and around me, with the sword of faith in my hand, with the love of God in my heart. I am a warrior of light. I join my brothers and sisters everywhere to overcome fear with faith, hatred with love, and disease with health. We are all warriors of light. Let us fill the world with God's light. God's light is within me and around me, with the sword of faith in my hand, with the love of God in my heart. I am a warrior of light. I join my brothers and sisters everywhere to overcome fear with faith, hatred with love, and disease with health. We are all warriors of light. Help us fill the world with God's light. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Whew. All right, then, we are all spiritualized up, good to go for today and the week. We need to catch up with advertisers real quick here, and we'll do that, and then we will launch Shelter Rescue Sanctuary and anything that helps our animal friends Sunday. And we're looking forward to chatting with Marilyn from Meow Cat Rescue in Kirkland straight ahead. So stay right where you are, everybody. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk AM 1150.
Here's a thought to consider from the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga. With the love and care you offer your pets, what about another important pet project, finding happiness? But how do you find happiness? Money? Health? Love? Or millions of people are finding that the regular practice of meditation or yoga can brighten your life with an inner satisfaction and contentment that no possession, position, or title can give. Find our schedule of classes and events at anandawashington.org. That's ANANDA Washington.org.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Seattle, Tacoma, Antwerp? That's right. We're streamed worldwide on our app and on the web at 1150kknw.com.
Just gotta love those Jingle Cats, don't you? Yeah, I'm smiling and chuckling my way through the store of the show today. I just adore those Jingle Cats. And by the way, the Jingle Cats are brought to us by the creator of the Jingle Cats. His name is Mike Spalla. And gosh, I don't know how long it's been, 20, 25 years or more. I just know that as soon as he did these CDs and got them together, he discovered Animal World. I believe we were on a station in California at that time. It might have been. But at any rate, he contacted me and sent me the music and gave us permission to use it on the show every year. So we've been using the Jingle Cats ever since. And you can still, you have to look for the CDs, but Jingle Cats and Jingle Dogs, and you can still find them around here and there. Anyway, thank you, Jingle Cats, and thank you, Nathan. You actually got to start the Jingle Cats early. You started last week, and it was an encore show, so I wasn't here to join you, but actually, Hanukkah started last Sunday, so we did my favorite version of Hava Nagila, which is by the Jingle Cats, of course. We'll hear it today, too. I think maybe at 10 o'clock we'll hear it when we, but you'll hear it at least once today. So now we're kind of celebrating, just so everybody knows, with all the Jingle Cats music. I'm a Merry Christmas person, because that's what I was raised with, but we also do Happy Hanukkah and so forth. And like I said, the Jingle Cats do my favorite version of Hava Nagila, but Happy Kwanzaa, and I know whatever else y'all celebrate, Happy Holidays and all of that. And the Jingle Cats celebrate it all, but you know, pretty much because they were done a few decades ago, they really only do Christmas and Hanukkah, so we cover those bases. Anyway, Happy Holidays and Merry Christmas, but I'm a Merry Christmas person, so I'm sorry, I don't mean to offend you. Alrighty, so we heard from the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga, and I want you to stay tuned today because they will conclude the show today in our last interview, so at 11:30. Today we'll talk to the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga and find out about all, they've got all the phenomenal classes starting up in January, plus all the holiday happenings at the temple and yoga hall. So we will talk about that at 11:30 today. Also, if you do something wonderful for humans, animals, or the planet we live on, we'd love you to join our Animal World family of advertisers. We've got great rates. You get links on the web. You get interview on the show. And all you got to do is call me or email me. You can send us an email, animalworldlive@hotmail.com, or you can pick up your phone and call me. Not now, because I'm doing the radio show, but you can call me after the show, 360-217-7258. All righty, Nathan. So we ready to switch gears here? He says we are. And so to kick us off on Shelter Rescue Sanctuary and anything that helps our animal friends Sunday, she might be worn out because I know the big holiday bazaar was yesterday, but we'll find out all about that. Anyway, welcome back to Animal World, Marilyn Hendrickson from Meow Cat Rescue in Kirkland. Good morning, Marilyn.
Good morning.
Hey, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. I'm a Merry Christmas person as well.
All right. Yeah, I know. And I'm too old to change that. Oh, you know, well, yeah. Anyway, so ho, 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 and happy December and Merry Christmas and all that good stuff. And how was the big annual holiday bazaar and bake sale? Because it happened again this year, didn't it, yesterday?
It did. It did happen after a hiatus last year, and it went very, very, very well.
Wonderful. So wonderful.
It was busy. It was nonstop. It was safe. It was fun.
Yeah, because I know you, when I read about it, I was not able to come down to the bazaar because I've been working up the kazoo on weekends because the, you know, construction crews don't work here during on the weekend, so I'm free to go and work. Anyway, when I was reading all about the bazaar, you all made some real special arrangements, didn't you? And didn't you kind of arrange with people ahead of time to come at certain times so that you could stagger the crowd and keep it more safe that way?
Yeah. It was by appointment only, and there was some overlap, but the area was big enough and safe enough, and everyone was masked up, that it went very well, very smoothly.
Wonderful.
Yeah, it was great.
All right. So I know last year was such a disappointment for so many because, you know, we didn't get to celebrate in the way we are used to and do all the wonderful gatherings. But even though we aren't out of the woods with the virus and all of that, you know, we certainly have learned a lot and we know how to manage these things better and keep everybody safe. And it sounds like you guys pulled it off yesterday. That's amazing. Yeah. Congratulations.
Thank you.
It was good enough that you guys raised a lot of money for Meow and.
Yep. I don't know if we have the total tally yet, but it was definitely a success. And everybody seemed just happy and relaxed. And it was just good to see people again.
Well, then that's wonderful. And speaking of that, now Meow has somewhat opened up again, and cats are back in the shelter, and you've got hours where people can actually come and meet kitties and so forth. So let's catch up for anybody that doesn't know and might just be tuning in. You better give us a lowdown on what is Meow.
Meow Cat Rescue is a nonprofit animal shelter rescue organization. We are located in Kirkland in the Houghton Market or the Houghton Plaza, right across the parking lot from PCC. Mm-hmm. We have cats and kittens on site. We have cats and kittens in foster care, and dogs and puppies are in foster care. None of them are on site. And we are currently open Saturdays and Sundays from 1 to 5, and we're trying to do that by appointment only. It goes a lot more smoothly. We had a really good day yesterday, and every weekend we have a fresh batch of cats and kittens. So,
Does that mean that come in from that have been in foster families maybe and are moved into the shelter for the weekend?
A variety of places, from foster homes and from, we reach out and help other shelters when we can, which is what we did last week. And other shelters that are overcrowded, and we usually bring back, you know, 6 or 8 or 10 cats and kittens, and that's what we did last week.
Okay, now would that be from other shelters and rescues around here in our local area, Marilyn, or from farther away?
Mm-hmm. Well, we do farther away, but we try to focus on our own area.
That's wonderful. I love that. Because, you know, if you don't take care of your own house, you can't take care of everybody else's, you know. So, I think it's important. And that's why I focus on, you know, local shelters, rescues and sanctuaries and so forth. That's wonderful that you help out. And so it sounds to me like, you know, with the local, you know, rescues around the state, there's a pretty good congenial relationship between all of you so that you communicate and you know when there are shelters that are in trouble and then step up and take some of their animals for them.
Most definitely. It's we're a team. Whether we live on the eastern side of the state or over here, it doesn't matter. We all try to help each other whenever and however we can.
And you said that that happened this week. So there was another shelter in our area that was overcrowded. So you went and mm-hmm. collected some kitties and brought them back?
Yeah, and we did that. We do that every couple of weeks, actually.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah, so if you've come to Meow one weekend on a Saturday or Sunday to meet all the kitties there, you don't want to assume the next weekend that you just see the same cats, because, you know, there's lots of adoptions go on, and it sounds like you have new kids on the block every week, huh?
Every week. Yeah, we do.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
And you did mention, so it's important to note that even though it's Meow Cat Rescue, you also do some woof woofs. And so you do some dogs, right?
Yeah, there are
dogs. But
the dogs
don't get to come to the shelter. They stay in foster.
Yeah, every dog is in a foster home. And when they become available, we put them on our website with a bio and information on how to meet them. And that it's all done in person, except we don't have the dogs physically at the shelter.
Well, now I wonder if someone's interested in one of the dogs that you have, they arrange to be able to meet that dog privately, through the foster, sounds like.
Correct.
Okay.
Correct.
And then when it's time to transfer the dog to the new home, is that done separately and privately also, or do you bring the dog to the shelter and they pick it up there, or does it vary?
It's done separately and privately. It's all very personalized. And so the shelter is sort of, it's more, the shelter is only cats and kittens.
Right. So when you come in on Saturday and Sunday now are the days to come in, and that's from 1 to 5 p.m. on both Saturday and Sunday?
Yes.
And interesting to note at this point that, I don't think that kitten season ever really stops. So even though it's December, you have a regular supply of kittens?
We do. We do. Mm-hmm. We've got kittens at the shelter right now. I've got foster kittens. We've got foster kittens. Gosh, we'll have kittens through January, maybe even into February.
Wow. Is there ever any more a time, a lull in the kitten world that you get where you don't have a lot of kittens available?
Yeah, it is definitely winding down right now. We don't have nearly what we had in the summer.
Okay.
So the peak season is usually about May, April till about October or November. There is a little bit of a lull, but I myself have had newborn kittens in February.
Wow. Okay.
It does
All right.
happen.
So we know that there are kittens available now. We know that you, Marilyn, have a batch of foster kittens that you're raising right now. And they stay in foster with the foster families, which is wonderful because they get, personal attention and socialization and that sort of thing. But don't they stay with the fosters until they're old enough to be spayed or neutered and vaccinated and all of that? Before then, they're put up for adoption.
Yeah, and they all receive a series of vaccines and a series of dewormings. So they're good to go, and they probably won't need any veterinary care for a year.
Oh, that's wonderful. Now, and I don't know that I've ever asked you this, but let's say you've got a litter of kittens right now, that you're raising in your home. When you start out with a litter of kittens like that, like you said, there's a series of vaccines they have to go through. I don't know that I actually know what is the minimum age that you all spay and neuter. But generally speaking, when a litter of kittens like is raised by you, Marilyn, and foster for Meow, what age are those kittens when they've had all they need, all the vaccines, and they're spayed and they're neutered? So what's the average age that a kitten is adoptable from Meow?
Well, the youngest age would be 3 months or 12 weeks.
Okay.
And I'd say the average age is probably between 3 and 5 months. Okay. Only because right now we have a little bit of a logjam getting spays and neuters. So kittens are growing a little bit older than they used to in foster homes while waiting for a spay and neuter to happen.
Oh, I see. I see. That makes sense. I know there's a period of time in my life where hearing that would have been real disappointing to me, that, oh, I want to adopt a young kitten. And being as that I'm as old as I am, you know, when I grew up in Seattle, we didn't have an overpopulation, you know, of cats and dogs. And we didn't have leash laws and we didn't have a lot of restrictions. And we weren't as good about spaying and neutering or we're really pushing that. And therefore, I had a couple of cats and one in particular that we allowed to have a number of litters of kittens, and she had a litter of kittens every year and raised them. It was a phenomenal mom, but we had so much fun with all of that. And then, you know, for years after, we'd get Christmas cards from the people that adopted the kittens and all of that. But you know, that was back in the 50s and 60s. You know, it was a different world then. But I learned, not because of rescue and all of this, but I learned on my own because I, at some point in my life, I fell in love with a purebred version of cats and the Abyssinians. And so the cat half of my heart is owned by Abyssinians, and I just adore them. And I've had a number of them throughout my lifetime. But I had to get over that because sometimes breeders of purebred kittens will keep them longer than, you know, just a private party at home. And so I was not able to get the kittens until they were older, more along the lines of what you're describing, Marilyn, getting them from the shelter, you know, from out of foster. And I decided that I prefer to get a kitten, you know, that's 3 or 4 or 5 months old, because especially like in the foster situations, and they have the time to stay with mom or with the litter and socialize. They're so much easier to integrate into a home and become good companions that I actually now prefer getting a little older kitten. So do you find that most people are okay getting a kitten of that age, or do a lot of people complain they don't get them younger?
No, everybody's fine with that. I mean, occasionally people call and they want a tiny, tiny kitten like the one that they just saw on Instagram or something like that. But for the most part, people are fine with it because they're very happy that everything's been done.
Yeah, that's great. You don't have any vet stuff for a year. Well, I'm looking at the clock. We need to, before we run out of time, we've got to take care of advertisers one more time. So let's do that. Then when we continue with Marilyn, Marilyn, you can let us know how can people check out all the cats and kittens, and how can they find out about all the dogs that aren't in the shelter? And then since today is Sunday afternoon, maybe there's somebody special you want to mention. But anyway, we'll catch up with all those details straight ahead. Stay right where you are, everybody. More with Marilyn from Meow Cat Rescue in Kirkland straight ahead, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
What do you want for your pet when it's not getting help for its troubles? Happiness for your pet and yourself. I'm Nels Rasmussen, spiritual healer. I've been helping pets and people to be happy again for over 40 years. You can learn more about me and my work at spiritualpetconnection.com. And you can have a free phone conversation with me by clicking the Contact Us button. Go to spiritualpetconnection.com now.
Hi there, this is Eileen Grimes of the Jupiter Rising Show, and this Saturday, December 11th, we have the rock and roll psychic, Ms. Mary Beckman, on the show. She and I will be doing readings for the new year, so make sure you all tune in and get your reading at 425-373-5527 from Mary and me. Don't forget the Jupiter Rising Show right here on Saturdays at 11 a.m. on KKNW, Alternative Talk 1150.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude and Paul Ponton are experts in the field of vibrational alignment and harmonic shifting. They're also co-authors of Acutonics for Dogs and Cats and Acutonics from Galaxies to Cells, Planetary Science, Harmony, and Medicine. They can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude and Paul can work with you remotely, at their office, or on site if you live in the Seattle area. They also teach classes in the Acutonic Sound Healing System. Check out their website, whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email them at resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Tell your friends about Alternative Talk 1150.
Oh gosh, don't you just love the Jingle Cats? I sure do. And hey, y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk. Thanks for spending part of your Sunday morning with us here on Animal World. We get to hear them all month long. How fun is this? I just adore them. And we heard from Dr. Nels is back. It's okay to call him Dr. Nels again. He's figured out a way around this whole thing. And Animal Healing ministry.com is alive and well. You can reach him, find out about his at-home program and treatments for your animal friends by going to either healingministryforanimal.com or spiritualpetconnection.com. You can also Jude Ponton, Whispering Dragon Center, where she's working 2 days a week now on Wednesdays and Fridays. She's doing really good, especially since this month is going to be the toughest so far, but she's getting a lot done. And she wanted me to let you guys know that she has gift certificates available. So if you would like to gift, you know, our premier sound healer of the Northwest to your friends for the holidays, all you have to do, you can email Jude, which you can go through the website whispering-dragon.com, shoot an email. The actual email address is resonate@whispering-dragon.com, or you can just pick up your phone and give her a call, 206-706-2836, 206-706-2836. And of course, you know, I'm an animal behavior therapist and trainer, and I always do a free, no obligation telephone evaluation. So if you or anyone you know has got problems with their animal friends, especially their dogs, they're out of control and need quick help to get them back under control, give me a call, 360-217-7258. All righty. We are chatting with Marilyn from Meow Cat Rescue in Kirkland. And Marilyn, I think the best way for people to start is to go to the website, meowcatrescue.org, right?
That's right.
And then what we click on, like available cats and kittens or available dogs. And, mm-hmm. and then you get to look what it, there's all kinds of great presentations about the individual animals and so forth. So you can really check it out ahead of time before you come, right?
Definitely. Definitely. And we actually suggest doing that and then setting up an appointment.
Right. Because you said the shelter is open from 1 to 5 on Saturdays and Sundays, but you prefer that people not just show up, that what they should call first, or do you make an appointment on the website, or how do they make an appointment to come in?
Well, all the instructions are on the website, but what they would do is if they were to right now go on to our website and see a cat, for example, that they were interested in, mm-hmm. there's a link to fill out an adoption application, and they fill that out, send it in electronically. We receive it. We review it. It has to be approved by two people, and then we will call you if you don't call us first, and we will set up an appointment.
All right. All right. That sounds great. So the website is meowcatrescue.org. Click on available cats and kittens or available puppies and dogs and check out what's there. And then you can make the arrangements to come in at your appointed time to meet. And I suppose that people don't have to worry about it if they see a kitty online and they think that's the right one for them and fill out the form and make an appointment to come in. They don't have to stay with that cat. They could pick another one if that one's not the right one when they meet them, right?
Oh, yes, absolutely.
Okay. Yeah. So, and then before we run out of time, I want to talk about any other events coming up. I think I've got everything on current events for Meow. And I'm delighted to say, well, we talked about it earlier that the Holiday Bazaar went wonderful yesterday, but you're one of the only organizations that I've found, Marilyn, that's doing Santa Paws pictures this year.
Yes. Yes, we are every weekend until Christmas. And we're the Mercer Island Mud Bay today.
Yeah, that's what I've got. So all of the Santa Paws pictures opportunities are from noon to 3 p.m. on the days they're scheduled. And it's a $20 donation. And masks are required. So you're making sure that people are safe when you do this. But today, Sunday, from noon to 3, you can plan to go to the Mercer Island Mud Bay. Then let's see, Saturday, December 11th, you'll be at the Greenwood Mud Bay, and Saturday, December 18th, Issaquah Mud Bay, and then Sunday, December 19th, Overlake Mud Bay. So that is every weekend between now and Christmas. Wow.
Yeah.
So, and I would take advantage of this, folks. The only in checking this out for current events, I do know that Seattle Humane is not doing Santa Paws pictures again this year. They actually sent out a notice about that. My local Sam's Dogs and Cats store, they had Santa Paws pictures last weekend at the Monroe store. I know they have Santa Paws pictures at the Everett and Redmond stores in December. I think one of them's happening today, I think. But other than that, you guys are the only games in town, I think. So you want to make some plans if you want to get your Santa Paws pictures with your animal friends this year, because Meow seems to be the best option. And people for $20, what, they get digital photographs or printed photographs, or how does that work?
Both.
Nothing. Okay, excellent. Excellent. Yeah. All right. And if you missed the dates coming up, I'm sure they're listed at meowcatrescue.org, all the events on the website. You can also go to marthanorwalk.com, click on current events, and all the dates are there. In case people need it, we know it's meowcatrescue.org. If somebody needs to call, Marilyn, what's the phone number at Meow?
425-822-6369.
And there would be somebody answering the phones today?
Oh, yes. And if we don't answer the phone, we download messages every hour.
Wonderful. All right. So Meow Cat Rescue, 425-822-6369. They're open today from 1 to 5, but check them out on the website first so you can call and make an appointment to come on in. Marilyn, have a wonderful, wonderful holiday season and Merry Christmas. Happy New Year to you. And gosh, we'll talk to you next year.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. God bless. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All righty. We are smack out of time for the first hour, and we have decided that the Jingle Cats are danceable, and Nathan's going to put on his reindeer ears and noses and antlers, and we're going to be dancing around to the Jingle Cats. I hope you will be too. Dancing is required, but you can dance in your head. You can dance in your bed. You can dance in your chair. You can dance anywhere, or get up on your feet and join me. We're still doing a lot. Love train, but it's the Jingle Cats love train now with Christmas and Hanukkah carols. And so I'm going to energize these Jingle Cat tunes up for us so we get energized for the day and the week. Here we go. Oh, infinite spirit, recharge our bodies with thy conscious cosmic energy, our minds with thy concentration and determination, our souls and all souls with thy ever new joy. Oh, eternal youth of body and mind, abide in us forever and forever via the Jingle Cats. And Animal World continues straight ahead, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.